Okay, well, we're going to take and jump from Wilbarger and Hardeman County, Texas, across the Red River and go to southwest Oklahoma and talk a little bit about some unique situations that we've got there. My presentation today is going to be basically looking at a real simple experiment, but we want to conduct it over a large number of years. And if you guys are not familiar with the Lugard-Altus Irrigation District, it's about a 40,000-acre irrigation district that's essentially it's all gravity fed in a series of earthen canals, and the water's delivered to the fields basically by gravity unless they've got drip systems. That district is now probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 33% subsurface drip irrigated, but we still have a large amount of conventional tillage, furrow irrigated cotton. And what that means is that these growers have got to go in and maintain those water furrows every year. So there's not necessarily as much conservation tillage work or actually you might say terminated cover crop work that's really going on with the subsurface drip irrigated fields. But so these guys have got to make a decision every year. What are we going to do? When are we going to turn the water off at the dam, and how are we going to make this happen? So what really kind of happens there is that in general this is terminated pretty much around September 1. There's been a lot of questions about the efficiency of those canals and how much water they lose and can they potentially save water by going to some earlier irrigation terminations on this furrow irrigated land. And overall, is there a potential water savings and, without sacrificing the yield and quality of that cotton? So we kind of decided to work on a project there to evaluate the effects of three weekly irrigation termination timings in this district. And we just basically targeted, okay, since these guys normally kind of shut that water off sometime around September 1st, we just essentially backed it up about 2 weeks and said, okay, we're going to look at three dates of our target dates of irrigation termination around the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th of August. We also worked with Dr. Solly Tagbion, and Solly's here. I think he's got a paper here somewhere. Is it tomorrow? This morning? Oh, okay. I missed it. Sorry about that, Solly. But we installed the watermark sensors at 10, 20, and 30-inch depths, and this was monitored weekly to kind of give us an idea of what was going on with respect to moisture in the profile. And overall, on the agronomic side, we wanted to determine the impact on yield and HVI and additionally APHIS fiber quality, advanced fiber information system quality. So when we look at the materials and methods, basically we've got three replicates of eight-row plots that are the field length, and typically, we will probably apply about 3 inches per irrigation run using the siphon tubes and concrete ditch system, I should say, per irrigation, per furrow irrigation event. And basically, we harvested the four center rows about 50 to 100 feet, depending on the year, with a John Deere 42 plot stripper. We took grab samples from each plot for ginning and HVI analysis. This is kind of a overall picture, big picture plot plan of what we're doing. Again, like I said, a very simple design, not a lot of bells and whistles there. We also track nodes above white flower and nodes above cracked bole by plot, and we're not going to have time to get into that data today. And the watermark sensors, we actually have the data from that, which we're not going to discuss today. There's just too much going on and not enough time to talk about this. The grab samples were ginned on plot ginning equipment, and those lint samples were submitted to the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute at Texas Tech, and we basically just ran everything in Proc GLM version 9.4 in SAS for Windows and had this protected LSD for mean separation. Results and discussion in 2015. Actually, this was planted very late for our irrigated cotton, and that was due to the fact that it actually, we broke the drought, the drought of 11, 12, 13, and 14. We managed to break that in 15, and we had a hard time getting back in those fields to get our crop planted, but we did make it. We actually planted Delta Pine 1044, and that's a Bogard 2 Roundup Ready Flex variety. Had a few more plants out there than probably what we would have liked to have had at the end of the year. And we had various irrigations across the project, July 16th, 22nd, 30th, August 11th, and 17th, and harvested this on November 12th. Our irrigation termination dates were August 17th, 24th, and 31st. So that would be our treatments. And as we moved out of August and went on into September, it turned off really, really hot and dry. And we actually observed a very rapid onset of moisture stress in the trial. And when we looked at the sensor data, we noticed that we really didn't extract very much water below that 20-inch depth. And this is an ongoing thing with this particular study. And we're going to try to get to the bottom of this down the road, but we believe that we probably got some significant tillage issues, or we may have some drainage issues because we're in fairly close proximity to one of those canals. So we're just not impacting moisture removal at that 30-inch depth. So that means that we've basically got a restricted root zone. So when we look at what happened in 2015, we can point out here. July was extremely dry. August, we were just about normal. In September, we were extremely dry. That's really kind of one of the big take-home messages of that slide. This next one is our long-term average high and long-term average low with the actual observed values plotted against that. And we also have precipitation events from August 1st to the 4th. You can see we got 1.68 inches, and then later on we got 0.87 inches. Overall for the month, we were at 2.55 inches of precipitation, and with respect to cotton heat units, we were about 5% below normal. As we move into September, you can see that we had a pretty good run there. From August, that last August precipitation event, on into the first one in September. And not a lot of rain in September, only 4,500. So that means that with that higher than normal temperature, we had a lot more transpiration going on in that particular situation. And as we got into October, we actually, by the time we got toward the end of the month, we really kind of came out of that dry spell. But when we looked at the lint yield situation in 2015, the longer we continued irrigation in that study, the more it basically increased our yields. So in other words, if we would have terminated early on October 17th, we would have given up 421 pounds of yield. And with the August 24th, we would have given up 277 pounds of yield. And so what did this do to fiber quality? We did impact that. We moved from a 55-cent loan value fiber down to a 52-cent, but not statistically significant based on that data set. Now, when we look at the APHIS data, the HVI data first and then the APHIS data, we impacted significantly our micronaire. We went from a 2.9 to a 3.3. So that's telling me that we had so much stress in September that we basically terminated fiber development in those two earlier irrigation dates. And we were able to keep that moving with that later irrigation termination. We saw a slight effect with respect to our HBI length, some improvement, significant improvement with uniformity by irrigating later, and also we did improve our fiber strength, but not necessarily that much more of a benefit with respect to the August 24th termination date than the 31st. On the APHIS data side, which really kind of surprises me, we saw no significant differences. The reported parameters here are NEPS, short fiber content, fineness, and maturity ratio. So not a lot of issues showing up there. Now, as we move on into 2016, this was planted about May 28th, and again, we had a lot of rainfall in May, so we're pushing our planting date back a little bit later than what we would like to. We kept with the same variety. We pulled the seeding rate down a little bit and got a more normal final plant stand. And our irrigations across the project were July 27th, August 2nd, August 9th, August 16th. During the month of July and on into August, we actually saw a pretty significant reduction, or it's pretty significant incidence of bacterial blight The 1044 does have some level of resistance, but still this trial got hit pretty hard by the bacterial blight, which was the worst that we'd seen there in certainly in decades and maybe ever in 2016. Okay, so we terminated the project on the 16th, 23rd, and 30th, and then we harvested the 21st of November. Now, you'll notice that in August and September, we actually had a lot more precipitation than our long-term average in September. August was pretty much near normal. So as we look at what happened with respect to temperatures in August, we were a lot cooler than normal. We had 10% below normal cotton heat units, and we actually received about 3.1 inches of rainfall through the month of August, and you can see the distributions of those amounts. And then on into September, so we kind of had the opposite. We had a hot, dry September in 15, but kind of a cool, wet September in 16, a little bit cooler than perhaps normal for some of that month. And then on into October, we received about 1.7 inches. So this is kind of what the crop looked like, the 16th termination, the 23rd termination, in the 30th. So not a lot of difference in visual effects there. And when we looked at our overall lint yield, we really didn't see a lot of difference there. It was not statistically significant. We did have some really, really fine yields coming out of that. Our loan values pretty much flatlined, not a lot of difference in the overall fiber quality. And we impacted no fiber quality parameters whatsoever with anything in 16, and it kind of makes me feel better because even though we watered later into August, we had all that rain on top of it. We didn't hurt our fiber quality, which is that's good news as far as I'm concerned. Now in 17, we planted early in May. We lost that first planting to a thunderstorm event, so we had to replant. So here we go again with a late situation. Our planting dates, termination dates were August 10th. Because of the rainfall situation, which we'll see in a second. So basically, treatments 1 and 2 got terminated on August 10th, and then we had the final termination of August 29th, and this was harvested on the 1st. So you can kind of see that both August and September were really powerful months for us with respect to rainfall. And on into, you go back and look in July also. August was very cool. We were 19% below normal with heat units, and you can see we had a lot of rain during the middle of the month, 2.93 inches, so that's why we got off on our termination schedule, but we tried to pick up the pieces and move forward with that. We got another 2.5 inches of rain in September, and then 2.4 inches in early October. Now, the yields were a little bit disappointing this year, and I'm not sure exactly how you explain that, but when you average over the August 10th and August, should have been 1 week later termination, we left about 356 pounds on the table. So in spite of all that rainfall that we had in August, we still benefited from that end of August irrigation event. So to me, that's pretty important. As we look at what happened with our loan value, nobody home statistically, roughly 54 cent loan cotton. And what happened to us, our micronaire, we were able to improve or get a little bit higher mic. I wouldn't say it's an improvement necessarily, but a little bit higher mic from that late termination. Not a lot of differences otherwise. So again, we're not really necessarily impacting our fiber quality with these late irrigation events. So really conclusions after just 3 years of this, and we plan to try to run this for many more years if we can to try to get a better handle on this. The June 4th planted late cotton under hot, dry conditions in September benefited significantly from furrow irrigation through the end of August. In 16, average rainfall in August and above average rainfall in September resulted in no differences in yield or quality. Again, no negative yield or fiber quality differences were observed with irrigation through the end of August, even with above average September rainfall, which to me is kind of interesting. And then in 2017, above average August rainfall affected the treatment structure and effectively only had two termination dates of August 10th and 29th. So in spite of the average August rainfall, August 29th irrigation resulted in a significant increase in yield of about 350 pounds compared to the earlier termination dates, and no fiber qualities reported were economically impacted. So overall, the response is seasonally dependent in years with hot, dry September conditions. This termination at the end of August is critical for maintaining yield and quality, and we have no indication that that final irrigation dates near the end of August have any detrimental effect on fiber quality in the 3 years evaluated, even when those were followed with high rainfall. So to me, that's some interesting news. I will say one other thing. We are conducting these irrigation termination dates on the same plots every year. So we, you know, the goal has been to go in and look at salinity, because we do have some salinity coming in from the irrigation water through the district. And so that whole big picture of the salinity effect may also be potentially impacting some of these yields too, but just we're still in the learning process here.